Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them stood there when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran, took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rock rent. The veil was rent in twain. Jesus on the cross, and when he died, immediately the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. The separation between God and man had been taken away. No longer did the brothers have to go to the priest. They couldn't enter into that area. That was private. That was for God alone. Now you and I have the blessed opportunity to go to our Lord anytime, anywhere. We don't have to wait for a special time to go there. He's available to us at all times through the blood of Jesus Christ. Anytime, anywhere, he's available. We don't have to take a number. We don't have to wait in line. We don't have to do anything other than say, Lord, I come to you. He's there. You know, you and I may have to write a letter, check things out before you can go, maybe to see the governor or the president. You want to see them or something? How long is that going to take? Huh? How long is that going to take? But to go to Jesus Christ, to go before the Lord, how long does that take? A moment. A moment. Why? Because Jesus Christ died for you and I. The veil was rent. And you and I are able to go to the Lord at any time. Now we go here to verse 52. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, truly, this was the Son of God. Could you imagine what it was like at that moment? The graves opened up. People that were dead rose out of the graves. God was showing his power. God was showing that he can do anything. Why? Because he loved us so much. He sent his son to die for you and I. And when he died, didn't mean that everything hard was going to be taken away from us, because it's not. You still go through pain. You still go through problems. You still go through things in your daily life. But God, Jesus Christ, feels your pain. He felt it. He was on the cross. He knows your sorrows. He felt it, the separation from his Father. He knows when you're going through things, because he went through many things also. Anything that you and I have gone through or felt, he has felt. And nothing is done without him first putting his hands upon it. You can ask. Whatever you ask, he hears. His ear is always open. You know, our God is omnipotent and omnipresent. Anytime, anywhere, he's always there. Our prayer should always be, Lord, thank you for dying for us on the cross. Always this first. You died for us, Lord. Why? Because we were something special? Because we were in a high place? No. Because of his love. His love for you and I. It goes on and on. You know that some people say there is no God. Some people say that Jesus Christ is just one of many gods. Some say that he hasn't even come yet. But we know better. We know better. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ is here with us. And we felt his presence this morning. Our God is a wonderful God, ready to do for you and I whatever he can. Dear ones, and we have to respect one another. We have to respect one another. Because someone comes to church and they haven't got a suit, maybe that's the best they have. You don't criticize them. You don't look at them like they've done something wrong. You look at them with love, the kind of love that God has for you and I. You don't look at them because they drive the best car and say, wow, we should have him in our church. No. You and I, we look at the outward appearance, but what does God look at? What's in here? What's in our hearts? We know that God is watching everything we do. You want an answer to prayer? He's there for you. But it may not be the answer that you want. The answer you want may be for something that's not obtainable. You say, Lord, oh, I want this so bad. I want this and that. No, that's not what he's telling you. He's telling you to wait upon him. Let him do the work. Let him be the judge also. Because you and I, dear ones, are being judged every day of our lives. So don't look at somebody else and say, look at him, look at her. Oh, she doesn't do this, or he don't do that. None of your business. Pray for them if you think there's something wrong. Pray for them if you don't see them in church. Pray for them if you think there's something. Go visit them. Call them on the phone. Send them a card. Let them know that you care. Let them know that you love them as much as God does. The centurion even realized it when he said, truly, this was the Son of God. But we don't say that. We say, truly, this is the Son of God. He's alive. He's with us. He's here today. He's the Son of the living God. The title Christ is the Anointed One in the Greek language. Today, world leaders struggle with seemingly unsurmountable things going on. Menacing situations, problems. Everything that's going on today, God knows about. He knows what's going on. And no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens in the presidential election, no matter what happens in the wars, God sees it all. He knows it all. And it's all part of His plan. So try just to keep your mind upon Him. We know that He's our light. He's our light. And we follow the light. Surely this man is the Son of God. Trusting Jesus is never a passport to a pain-free life. That's not His promise. His promise is heaven. His promise is forgiveness. Some people think that you trust in Jesus, He'll take away all the things. You're going to go through them. How many of you gone through operations, financial problems, all the things you've gone through? Why? Maybe to show someone else, when they go through it, you can say to them, brother, sister, I know what you're going through. I've been there. I've been there. Just remember that He loves you. He cares for you. He's always watching us. We see a lot of empty seats in the church. We don't know why. But we're praying every day that God will bring them in. Our Lord is watching us to see what we're going to do, how we're going to treat people. The end is very near, dear ones. Are you ready? Are you? You know, some people think that salvation, once saved, always saved. Then go ahead and do what you want. No, that's not true. We have to maintain the life of Christ. Maintain what He's given us. What has He given you? What has He given me? He's given us this great salvation, this hope of glory, if we remain faithful. If we remain faithful. What He does give us is the strength and the grace to go through them. Just wait upon the Lord for all things. I know some of you sitting here today are going through something right now. But wait upon Him. Don't get discouraged. We're praying for you. And we pray for one another because our God loves us. This world that we live in is only a stepping stone of what we have to look forward to. What do we have to look forward to? Heaven. Heaven. Place where there's no more pain, place where there's no more bickering, no more problems. Just singing unto the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He loves you, dear ones. He loves you. The name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down, thank the Lord for the service and for the word.